It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Good morning. This is the Grillin' Guys. My name is Barbecue Bob, and I am in studio this morning with Randy Jopp, the Joppy.
Good morning, Bob. How are you today, baby?
Hey, after last night, I'm feeling pretty lucky because we were sitting in a restaurant when a great big crash of thunder came and hit, and everybody in the restaurant screamed. It was probably about 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
The lights went out. The emergency generator came on. It all worked well.
Wow. Cool.
But the ground was shaking, so yeah. I'm happy to be alive this morning.
It's spring in West Michigan, man. We're getting those big boomer thunderstorms blowing through and the lightning shows, but you know what? That's all a great sign because it's grilling season. You know, I was watching the weather this morning before we came down to the studio and going to bump up against 60 degrees today. This cloud cover is supposed to clear, and we're supposed to have a sunny afternoon. So get out in your backyard and fire up that grill. It's Saturday morning, and you're listening to the Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL. We got a big show today, Bob. Got lots of things going on. April is still wine month, so we're going to talk about some your favorite wine. What's your favorite spring wine? We'd like our listeners to call in and give us a recommendation on what kind of spring wines they like and what they're grilling with them.
Or maybe it's like, maybe you've got three of them, in my case.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. So call in later in the show. We're going to open up the phone lines. We've got a variety of guests today. We've got Matt and Renee Greff from Arbor Brewing and the Corner Brewery. They're going to be calling us. A guy named Dave Maples. This is going to be a cool one. We're going to talk about spices a lot today. And not only what spices are good, but what a spice does to a piece of meat when it's on the grill. A little bit of a science lesson. And Dave's going to talk to us a little bit about that. I know, Bob, you've got some ideas about that stuff. And then we're also going to have Chris Marks call in. And, you know, Chris is our championship griller, but one of the things that makes him a champion griller is the fact that he really understands the science of grilling. So it's going to be a little science experiment today, and we're going to talk about it. I'm going to take you out, find you some gadgets on the internet for your new grill grates. I was talking to Bob this week about mine and that they're starting to get rusted through. And if you can't find them from the manufacturer, then there's places you can get them. Otherwise, and we've got Kathy Lemon from Lemon Creek Winery is going to be joining us during the show as well. Got a busy day.
Yes, sir. Well, we did want to talk about spring wines a little bit. Recently, I was coming back from Chicago, and I took that wine trail in Southwest Michigan. And if you've never been down there, that is a phenomenal winding road. We talked about it a little bit last week, but I mean, if you just jump in your car and buzz down to on I-196 and get off right around, I think it's Baroda.
Okay.
The trail starts there, and it loops into the east a little bit. You've got Lemon Creek. You've got, Round Barn. You've got tons and tons and tons of wineries there. Tabor Hill, Domaine Berrien.
And yeah, we had those guys on last week.
Yeah, I'm telling you, if you want to have a nice ride, it's only an hour. And we love going up to Traverse City for that wine tour, too. But this one's overlooked. You know, everybody tends to think of Traverse City. And it's, I mean, they're even popping up over around Jackson and stuff now.
Yeah, and if you wanted to find out about this, there's a website out there called MichiganWines.com. And inside there, website is a tourism tab, and if you get on the tourism tab, it shows you the map, if you will, of these wineries as you move around. Again, that's MichiganWines.com, and you can get on there. And you know what? The cool part about this is it's a great Saturday drive. You're not going to have to drive 2 hours, 2.5 hours to get there. This thing is down around the Saugatuck, South Haven area, and it's a beautiful drive down the lake shore. You get to see some great scenery, and lo and behold, you run up on some wineries.
Yeah. Well, I had the opportunity to try another one that I found to be a favorite. And again, it was another Tabor Hill, but that is their Yeah, shoot, my brain's cramping. The red wines out of that part of the state are just phenomenal. And if you're doing grilling, if you've got a nice piece of beef or a piece of venison, and you want to have a nice glass of wine instead of a beer, which a lot of people do, because like I'm really working really hard now not to hit the liquid bread too hard. So if I'm going to want to have a cocktail, I'm kind of slipping into the red wine a little bit, and I'm losing some puppy pounds.
You and me both. I mean, we kind of took this on together, and it's a personal thing that you do. But at the end of the day, I just feel better without carrying this, you know, lose the 20 pounds of winter baggage where you were sitting around doing nothing. And it's not that hard to do, just a little bit smarter eating and eating a little better. And we'll talk a little bit about some healthy grill items a little bit later in the show. But, you know, it's just one of those things is I'm way beyond the six-pack. I've been carrying a keg forever. And it just feels good to kind of cut that
back.
Well,
you know, I guess my point is people are just finally starting to realize that Michigan has good wines. And they tend to think, well, they make some decent sweet wines. No, I'm talking about Cab Francs. I'm talking about nice reds that have a lot of character. You don't maybe see the tannins as much. It doesn't get legs maybe, but I don't care. I don't want to look at a glass and say, ooh, it's got legs, just so I sound like I know something about wine.
Right.
I want to pick up a glass of it. I want to take a sip and go, wow, that just really makes me happy.
Right.
Instead of, yeah, well, I got this at Jean Tauvin.
Yeah.
No, I don't care about that.
Exactly.
No, I'm going to throw a piece of... I'm going to carve off a hunk of hog. I'm going to throw it on the smoker. You know, do I care, you know, what the fancy label is on it? No. I'd rather have Michigan wine, Michigan potatoes, do the whole thing Michigan, and just keep plowing my money back into this state because I love this place.
Yeah.
It's just a unique state. I travel all over the country, and I keep coming back to Michigan. I go, nobody has what we have. We got all this fresh water. We got all these lakes. I mean, I was listening to Duran the other day. You know, Martinez, his show is phenomenal. I mean, he's all about Michigan and all the wild game and all the sports and the hunting. And oh, there's so much to do here. If you want to open up your grill, you can just look out your front yard. Well, if you live in the woods like I do, you can look out into the woods and you can find either morels or game, or, you know, you can grow your own stuff to throw on the grill. We've got it. And, you know, there's probably, I'm really starting to believe some of these people, there's probably a food crisis coming. And I say that because you're now seeing the World Bank and everybody saying, hey, I think we're going to have a food crisis in this country. There's a lot of reasons it's happening. But in Michigan, you have the opportunity to grow your own food. So it's spring. You're a grilling guy or gal.
Right.
You have property. You have live in America. You have property. A lot of people don't even have that. You've got, like, the best state in the world to possibly have to survive if there's some sort of crisis. And we've been lucky for a couple hundred years. There haven't been too many great ones. Well, we did have that Civil War thing. But you can walk out into your backyard. You can grab a little packet of seeds, and bang, you've got lettuce. You've got potatoes, carrots. You can eat. You can grill. This food crisis thing, there are big minds saying the world could have a major, major problem. We've got 18 days worth of food in the silos for our nation. Okay, 18 days, guys. Fill up your pantry. That's crazy.
Is this the Armageddon coming, Bob?
No, mean,
you're painting a pretty ugly picture here, brother.
I'm telling you, if you want to have something to grill, you better stock it up.
Well, let's talk about that a little bit, because I'm going to go next weekend. I'm not going to be on the show. I'm going to call in. But I'm going to take advantage of one of the great natural resources that we do have in the state. And myself, and if you remember a guy we've had on the show before named Brad the Builder, and a couple other guys, we're headed north up by Irons, and we're going to be in the Little Manistee River. We're going to be in the Bear Creek, and we're going to do some trout fishing. The trout opener is next weekend, the 30th, and there are streams that are open already for trout, but there's particular ones that open on the 30th. So we're going to go up there, leaving on Thursday, going to come back on Sunday, do a little three-day man trip.
And you're taking the wives.
Yeah, right. Yeah, the wives are taking themselves out while we're gone. But we're going to go catch some trout. And one of the things we're going to do is bring it back, and we're going to grill it. And we've got a lot later in the show. I'm going to talk a little bit about a trout recipe and some sauces that you put on it. You really don't want to grill trout with any too much strong seasonings.
Why is that?
Well, because it overpowers the fish. There's a delicate taste to trout. It's not terribly fishy. They're small anyway, and you don't really want a real. You want something that's going to enhance the flavor. You don't want something that's going to mask it, because it is a nice, delicate flavor. And you mix that with some of our Michigan white wines, and oh boy, you got.
Would you marinate trout?
You know,
brine it.
No, I don't think. Yeah, personally, I mean, you could, but personally, no.
So my experience with trout's always been, it tastes like trout. has this little kind of like, I don't know. There's something to trout that I can't. I love catching them,
right?
But I let them go. I don't know. Steelhead, I love. Steelhead are off the hook, crazy good. They don't have that same. But you go out west, you catch these little rainbows and stuff.
Uh huh.
To me, there's a funny little taste of those little rainbows, which is really supposed to be a steelhead, but I don't know the difference. I don't understand why there's a little bit of a hint of a flavor to trout that just turns me off. Maybe I've had too much farm-raised. Maybe that warm water farm-raised, leaves a funk to it.
I think it's different than a natural stream trout. Right. Absolutely. Hey, if you got a trout recipe out there, give us a call. Hey, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to The Grilling Guys. Each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL, and we're talking about, I'm going to be taking off and headed up to northern Michigan, do a little trout fishing next weekend. Bob will have another person with him on the show, but when I catch one of these trout, there's a lot of different recipes you can do. I got a simple one here that's just flour, cornstarch, baking powder, a little bit of cayenne pepper, and 12 ounces of beer, and there again, you can use any kind of beer. Bob and I enjoy the microbrews, and you put some of Schmoe's beer out there or a little Arcadia ale on that, and you can really change the flavor of the beer. But it's not a marinade as much as it is a sauce, and we cook the fish, and this particular one is just pan fried with this beer cornstarch, and put a little cayenne pepper in it to heat it up a little bit. But if you're not a fan of cayenne, don't do it. We'll have that recipe on the website, which is thegrillingguys.com. We'll put that out there for you. But, in my opinion, light seasoning is the best for trout. Let's not overpower it. Let the flavor of the fish come through. Have a nice, crisp white wine, maybe a Pinot Gris or something with it, and it just makes a fabulous meal. Light, good for you. Not a big, heavy meal, not loaded with calories or fats. Be careful with the oil that you fry it in, but... it's one of those things that's easy to do, and it turns out.
I wonder what Rob Russell would say.
Well, he's got a recipe for crappy, but I'm not sure he's got one for trout.
Hey, and speaking of crappy, Tony Courthouse, we got a rap submitted on our website. Did you see that?
No, or was it on
Facebook?
I think it was on our Facebook.
If you're new to the show, we're the Grilling Guys. We're all about grilling, and we're just a couple of guys who like throwing meat around. But we also do veggies once in a while because we're trying to get our youthful figures back. But it's also about Michigan microbrewed beers and Michigan wine. And this show is, we have passion about food. We love great food. I'm a big griller smoker. And Randy is, he's a big eater.
Not as much as I used to be, but I enjoy the seasonings and I enjoy the spices. So stick with us. We're going to, when we come back after the break, we've got Matt and Renee Greff from Arbor Brewing Company, and we're going to talk with Dave Maples from Old World Spice Company. And be thinking about this. Give us a call on the lines at 800-785-1073. We want your favorite wine or wines that you put with your spring dishes. We're the Grilling Guys. We'll be right back.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.